It's time now for coverage of high school basketball on your local sports authority, 92.1 FM KMZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
Prophet Dan Shoebox, my left, and MJ back in studio. If anyone got my joke on Saturday, I was calling this Kansas-led Airlines because we are flying through some of the best TVL play here as we get to the midseason tournament play at the TVL tournament down here at Frankfort. We're in the primary gym today. Real quick, we're going to break down our broadcasting schedule for you guys this day as we also will extend all the way into the night. So upcoming here, our first game at 3:15, we have the number 4 ranked team in Class 1A Division 1, the Clifton Clyde Eagles, taking on the Valley Heights Mustangs 2A that fell out of rankings just a week ago. Centralia Panthers, the Class 1A Division 1 team, boys, taking on the Frankfort Wildcats boys. And then after that, the next game about going on about 6:15, we'll have the Centralia Panther girls taking on the Axel Eagle girls, who we called on Saturday. Those girls who were able to beat the Washington County girls 47-43. That win improved them to now take on the number 2 ranked team in Class 1 Division 1, Centralia Panthers. Again, Axel Eagle girls against Centralia Panther girls on 6:15. At 7:45, our final game of today, the Jonathan West Mustangs 2A, who pulled up a nice game against Onega on Saturday, winning 55-42. They will play the Hanover boys, Class 1A Division 2, and they are the number 6 ranked team in the Class 1A Division 2. A lot of ranked teams here today. A lot of great play. We've seen it. It's one of the best leagues in all of Kansas, the best in Northeast Kansas when you talk about this level of classification. And our first upcoming game, we got the Clifton Clyde Eagle girls taking on the Valley Heights Mustang girls. And I have Dan Shoop off my left, and we both had the opportunity to see this Valley Heights Mustangs team in volleyball. We called them all the way to the state championship game. Unfortunately, they took that loss. We knew that Clifton Clyde was also there at state as well, and they were making a deep run, getting to that third-place match. So, you know, Shoop, with all these teams, you know, we've seen quite a bit of them. We've already seen a lot of these girls. We know their skill level. We know their athleticism. What can you tell me about what we're going to expect tonight from some of these teams, and especially this upcoming matchup?
Well, first off, I mean, thanks for inviting me over, Trenton. Man, this is something that, I mean, I've been a small classification sports fanatic all my life. I've coached in small classifications. I've been a fan all my life. I played. There's nothing better than the TVL. And I've been throughout the whole state. I've coached in Western Kansas. I've coached in Northeast Kansas. And I've seen, places all over. You don't see it very often where you have a league that continuously takes 3, 4, 5 teams to the state tournament year in and year out in basketball. It'd be hard-pressed to put any league in the small classifications up against TBL. I mean, you're looking at the Heart of America with Central Plains, Little River, and some of those groups, maybe in Northwest Kansas. You got the Hoxies, the Sharon Springs, the Westkins, and Golden, those type of teams. I mean, but year in and year out, this is what it's all about. And my gosh, here we got the very first game, right on the shoot, you got two teams that, in my book, and I follow these girls especially in these classifications. I got these two teams right here. I got picked to make it to the state tournament in 2A and 1A Division 1. I think they're two of the better teams in both those classifications. And it'd be a surprise if they don't get to state if everything holds true for them.
Yeah, Mustang's a team that were ranked a couple weeks ago. They fell out of the rankings, but they've been able to bounce back on a win streak here. They've been able to win 3 straight. And we know that not only is this TVL tournament full of great teams but great players. For the Eagles, they have Sebby Wirtz, a player who comes back as a second team all-state player, and then you also have Ava Smith, who's been a 3-year starter in the program, first team all-league. But there's just so many other players. I mean, you got Jack Scotchney, for Clifton Clyde boys. You got Owen Dieters for the Centralia girls. I mean, you got so many of these playmakers out here on the court. And what does it really do for these players to have an opportunity like the TVL tournament to come out here and hone in their skills and get ready for later, you know, state play?
Oh yeah, no doubt. Here in this mid-season tournament, this TVL tournament, there's nothing you're going to meet from here on out in the regular season, which, again, they'll go back to their league schedule more likely and play all their league schools again. But when you get to the postseason, there's nobody around that has seen the level of competition that you have coming out of this league. So, they're, I mean, they're always ready. You know, I've coached against a couple of these teams in the last 4 or 5 years, and they are always prepared when they get to that postseason play.
This TDL tournament brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt. And don't forget also, Bedena State Bank and the Bank in Highland. Also, Onega Pharmacy, right off Leonard Street. Stop in for the best cherry limeade around. And stay around as we'll be right back in 3 minutes here on 92.1 KMZ as we'll dive in depth to the upcoming matchup on the girls' side, the Clifton Clyde Eagles taking on the Valley Heights Mustangs.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Wait! Santa is done, my friends! After Santa's hard work comes the new Wi-Fi hungry connected gadgets. Make sure your router is capable and ready. Let Blue Valley help you kick off the new year on the right foot by upgrading your Wi-Fi experience with Blue Valley Technologies worry-free Wi-Fi service.
To learn more, visit bluevalley.net.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's K-O-C-H-A-N-D-C-O.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
Elmer's Repair in Centralia is offering big savings with their Wix Premium Filter Sale, January 27th through February 5th. Save up to 72% off on Wix filters plus many other ag-related products on sale with your bumper-to-bumper auto parts specialist. Elmer's Repair has all the ag parts and repairs you need. Save big bucks with their annual Wix Premium Filter Sale, January 27th through February 5th. All Wix filters are up to 72% off. Elmer's Repair in Centralia and online at elmersrepair.com.
Yeah, just about.
Is your future secure? The Bank of Highland is your community-minded bank that accepts the responsibility of helping neighbors and friends live easier through insecure financial times, providing loans for home, auto, and agriculture, as well as standard checking and savings accounts. You can depend on your friends at the Bank of Highland to help secure your financial future. The Bank of Highland, branch of Bendina State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. Making life better right here at home.
While you can't get in the fields yet, you can start planning for next season. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, is ready to answer any questions and get you in your next planter. From 6 rows to 24 rows or even split rows, you're sure to find the right planter for your farming operation, new or used. Browse their inventory at BrunaImplementCo.com and visit any of their locations in Washington, Clay Center, Marysville, Hiawatha, Seneca, and Humboldt. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer and partner in the fields for over 75 years.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back here to the MSC Sports Radio Network, 92.1 KMZ. You're locked into, and Kamsalan Airlines about to take off right here today for the TBL tournament down here in Frankfort. We're about to take off with Eagles taking on the Mustangs. Again, so Clifton Clyde Eagles, the ranked number 4 team in Class 1A Division 1 against the Valiant Mustangs 2A. They were ranked, but they got knocked out of the rankings. But again, they're trying to chase back to get back in those rankings. They have won three straight. They beat Washington County 60-47, Frankfort 71-23, and they also beat Onega as their last opponent 65-24. For the Clifton Clyde Eagle girls, after the break, they start off with a tough loss, 64-35 against the Centralia Panthers. We know how great the Panthers have been. They are number 2 ranked team in this state, just under Little River, a team that they lost to in the state volleyball tournament. And And then, but anyway, continuing here for the Eagles, they beat Frankfurt 49-38, and then they beat Blue Valley 61-50. Shoot, coming up into this game right here, the Eagles right now sit 8-1. The Mustangs sit 6-3. Mustangs do hold the TVL edge with 3 wins in TVL play. Eagles with only 2. What are we going to expect here?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I know I looked at it earlier at what Valley Heights' 3 losses were. I think they were from 3 very good teams. Their losses. But you're looking at here 2 of the better players, juniors in the state of Kansas. When you look at the small classifications, and the Ava Smith girl averaging over 20 points a game, and then you got the Wirtz kid from Clifton Clyde that's averaging 24.5 points a game. So, I mean, you're looking at 2 very good players. It'll be interesting to see how they match up together, and I'm sure each one of these coaches have a strategy to try to limit the others. Main scorer, so we'll see how that works.
And actually, you brought to mention the losses of the year for the Mustangs. They've taken 3 losses, and you were correct. Those were very tough teams. One of those losses, Centralia, 56-45. So they have played a familiar opponent.
Closest game.
That was one of Centralia's closest games of the season. Mustangs, they also played Nemaha Central, just losing by 2, 39-37. Yeah. And coming out of the break, they lost to one of the top-ranked teams in the classification of 2A, the Jonathan West Lady Mustangs, 51-38. So all their losses have been to either state-ranked teams or teams in higher classifications that were at one point ranked, you know, kudos there to the Nemaha Central, the Thunder, and that Lady Thunder, you know, their winning streak actually started picking right back up with that win over the Valley Heights Mustangs, and now they haven't lost a game since. So this is going to be 2 teams that we're going to see, you know, battle hard. You mentioned Ava Smith, you mentioned Sebi Wirtz, and we're going to see a lot of other girls here on this lineup step up. I'm expecting Lillian Steinbrock, the 5'4 senior, to step up. She's been averaging around 8 points a game, and Mia Vermitten, who's roughly averaging 7 points a game and 5 rebounds a game. We're going to take a 2-minute break. We'll come right back, and we're going to dive straight into the starting lineups of both of these teams.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Are you going in for a layup against your current insurance provider and you just can't seem to make the basket? Stop by your local SBS insurance office and we'll develop the best play to get you the slam dunk of coverage for all of your insurance needs.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Local family owned and operated since 1926, Wanklin Oil in Frankfort is the hometown company that you can trust for your home and business needs for clean, reliable, and affordable propane and fuel services. You can count on Wanklin for same-day delivery service and competitive pricing. Wanklin Oil can deliver to the field for farmers, saving time and money, and they can service all of your propane, fuel, DEF, and oil needs. To learn more about their services, call Wanklin Oil in Frankfort today at 785-292-4710 or toll-free 1-800-794-2019.
What do you value in a bank? At First National Bank in Frankfort, you'll find personalized service that meets your individual banking requirements. They can help you with loans for home, auto, or farm. They truly are your hometown bank. Download their app from the App Store or find them on Facebook. Or call or just stop in. They're ready to meet all of your banking requirements. First National Bank in Frankfort, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
So much more than just prescriptions. Here's Johnny Schlatter at Onega Pharmacy.
Yeah, that's right. We've got a front end that a lot of the ladies seem to come in and really shop around a lot. There's candles, seasonal. She really changes out the seasonal stuff. So our soda fountain as well. Opened it back up and it is running hot and heavy again. You want a good cherry limeade, come to Onega Pharmacy. You'll never go get one at Sonic again.
Onega Pharmacy, open 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and Saturdays 9 to noon. Find Onega Pharmacy on Facebook or stop by in downtown Onega.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, get prepared for takeoff, or as I should say, tip-off, as it's on the way in 2 minutes and 30 seconds down here at Frankfort for the TVL tournament. By the way, we do have shot clocks. Shot clocks have been in the two-factor here as of so far in tournament play, so it's going to be interesting to see how these two teams play with it tonight. But again, Clifton Clyde Eagles, Class 1A Division 1 team, ranked number 4 in their classification, and the Valley Heights Mustangs, 2A. Let's talk about the starting lineups real quick. For the Eagles, head coach by Kieran Wirtz, this is their 12th season. Going over her starting lineup with number 11, Lillian Steinbrock, the 5'5 senior, who on the season is averaging 7.9 points per game and 4 rebounds per game with 71 total points on the year. Sebi Wirtz, number 15, the 5'6 junior, who comes back as a second-team All-State returner. She was the only non-senior to be on that team, by the way. Not even a junior or freshman was on it. She was the only sophomore. Riley Wunderlich, number 23. Miley Hammond, number 24, who's nearly averaging 10 points a game and 2.3 rebounds. And for the final starter for the Eagles, Keelan Baker, the 5'6" junior, number 25. Now looking over here at the Valley Heights Mustangs as they stampede and rear here for battle. It's Jordan Brockschemann in his ninth year coaching, 153 wins, 46 losses. Ava Smith, number 25, will not be on the starting lineup here. I believe what I was being told is that she's getting a retape, so she'll be kind of coming in a little late. But for the official starting lineup for the Mustangs, Lindsey Gray, number 5, the 5'5" sophomore, who's averaging 7 points per game. Mia Vermitten, the 5'9" junior, who last season was having 6 points a game, 4 rebounds a game, almost has that same stat line here coming into tonight. Anna Turber, number 20, Tessa Miller, number 11, and Josie Parker, number 2, who's a great athlete with good length. She's a 5'10" junior, 5.3 points per game, 2.25 rebounds per game. We're going to see a lot of great level play. Real quick thoughts. What are we going to see in these next four quarters?
Well, one thing you brought up that probably needs to be addressed, right? You brought them up is the two head coaches. The two head coaches that have been here, we got the national anthem.
We got to play the national anthem. We'll be right back in a minute, 2 minutes on KNZ 92.1.
Community Healthcare System provides excellence in primary care for all ages with same-day appointments and 7 convenient locations in Centralia, Corning, Frankfort, Holton, Onega, St. Mary's, and Westmoreland. We focus on whole health for the whole family. Visit us at chcsks.org to find out more. Community Healthcare System, delivering exceptional care inspired by you.
Build that machine shed, shop, or garage you've always wanted with the help of B&D Buildings in Axtell. They specialize in the construction of either post-framed or stud-framed buildings, and you can depend on their experience and workmanship to get your building completed. B&D Buildings are a family of owned companies in Axtell, striving for 100% customer satisfaction every time. See pictures of their many completed buildings on their Facebook page at B&D Buildings or call Brad at 785-294-0147 for a free estimate. That's 785-294-0147.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
And as I've alluded to, we are now ready for takeoff, or as I should say, tip-off. It's the Clifton Clyde Eagles taking on the Valley Heights Mustangs here in a matchup on the girls' side. Again, for the Eagles starting, Sebby Wirtz, Lane Steinbrock, Riley Wunderlich, Miley Hammond, and Kaylin Baker. And as for the Mustangs, Mia Vermitten, Ann Server, Tessa Miller, Josie Parker, and Lindsey Gray. On the tip-off, up to the left side for the Mustangs, Josie Parker, the 5'10 junior. And as for the Eagles, number 15, Sebby Wirtz, the 5'6 junior. And tip-off is ready to begin, and it will be won here by the Eagles. It was kind of a low swipe from Wirtz, and it went back to Steinbrock, and that will begin the game. The Eagles here with the opening possession to Wirtz. Wirtz driving inside, spinning around, goes back up to the top to Baker. Baker out to her left side, back to Wirtz. Wirtz passing out behind her to Steinbrock. Steinbrock giving going to Wunderlich, and now back behind to Hammond. Hammond keeping it high. Looking over the top, down low pass to the low corner, 7 seconds on the shot clock, Wirtz loses the ball.
Yeah, good backdoor cut there. It seems like, any time we start games out, you're looking to feel everybody out, see where everybody's strategy is.
First turnover of the game against the Eagles. Mustangs now has possession. With it, Lindsey Gray, again, coming in here starting for Ava Smith. I was told that Smith will be coming in later as she is right now getting something retaped. But Gray with the ball, kicking out to Turver. Server, the drive inside, has to kick out to Miller. Miller stepping in, stepping out, and then passing out to her left side to Gray. Gray working to the top. Now passing to the right arc, and Server just missing a pass down low. Looks like it was intended to Gray, but went out of bounds, and both teams will now have a turnover. And the Eagles will now reclaim the possession. Emmon gets it in. Now full court press being broke by Sebby Wirtz. Wirtz down the court, could not get the backboard. Rebound down low by Tessa Miller. Now off the near wing. Top side. 3-point shot. Splash by Tessa Miller. And Tessa Miller, the 5'2 senior, hitting the 3-point shot to begin the game. The Mustangs up by 3 early. Sebby Wirtz down the court. Quick transitional point. It's a 1-point game. taking down the court now to Tessa Miller. Miller passing all the way down to Parker. Parker up to the top to Gray to the near side corner. And Turber, the drive to the wing, a pass up to the top of the arc. Pass out to Love, a drive in for Mia Vermitten. First time her getting her hand on the ball before she has to kick back up to the top of the perimeter. Screen set. Mia Vermitten driving to the baseline and passes out to her left back to Turber. Turber, she drives inside the wing. She's a couple feet away from the basket. She throws it up, and it will be rebounded by Riley Wunderly. Down the court, pass to Wirtz. Wirtz taking a cut inside, and a foot in front of the basket. She steps up, and back-to-back layups by the Eagles.
Yeah, nice transition on Clifton Clyde's side.
And now the near side, Turber. Turber, the drive in, left-hand, right-hand switch. Now up to the top of the perimeter. Swing out to the far side. Wide open is Miller on the drive, and she goes in for two. The Mustangs with the leading score, Tessa Miller, 5 points. It's 5-4, 5:30 in the first quarter remain. The Mustangs with the lead. Steffi Wirtz down the court, right-hand dribble. A screen is set. She drives inside. Another opening lane, and Steffi Wirtz, who averages 24.3 points per game, already has the first 6 points here for the Eagles and reclaims the lead. We've already seen three lane changes. We're going to see a fourth. Three-point shot nailed by Mia Vermitten. The Mustangs have hit two threes in this first quarter. Lillian Steinbrock now down the court. Left-hand dribble, switching to right hand. Spins around, fires up to the top. Open three-point shot off the back of the rim from Hammond. The rebound will be by Steinbrock. Steinbrock drives inside, turning around, shooting, using the backboard. Off the rim, rebound right back again to Kaylin Baker. And Baker ties this game at 8 apiece. 4:40 to go in the first quarter. Shot clock at 30. Mustangs with the ball. Both teams, one turnover each. It's 8-8. William Steinbrock driving on the baseline. Kicks it out to her left. It's to Vermitten. Vermitten driving up to the top of the perimeter. To Gray now to Turber. Turber driving in with the right hand. Spins around. Almost seeing the ball stolen, but flips it out. Three-point shot from the far wing. Lindsey Gray. And Lindsey Gray, who's a near 50% three-point shooter, nails it. It's now 11-8. Drive in from Wirtz. Wirtz kicks out. We're going to see a three-pointer taken and missed by Miley Hammond of the Eagles. Ball goes out of bounds. This and changes back to the Mustangs.
Oh, great up-tempo game up to this point. I mean, both teams are pushing the ball. I mean, they're taking open looks. They're being aggressive, attacking the basket. Valley Heights is playing that full-court man-deny defense. Wirtz is doing an excellent job. I mean, when she got the opportunity to take it right to the bucket.
Wirtz already with 6 points on the game. It's 11-8. The Mustangs do have the lead as they have nailed 3 three-pointers in this opening quarter of 4 of their total field goals. And now Ava Smith is back into this game, and her first time back, she goes in for two. Again, Smith did not start. She was getting something retaped. She's back in, and now she's laying down the foundation for this Mustang success here. Is a rebound underneath by Mia Vermitten. Mustangs now 13-8, and we're going to get a double dribble on the near side here from Anna Turber. And now the Mustangs.
I mean, high-level basketball for her to be lower class. And they're both pushing it up down the court. They're trying to take advantage of things when they see them. It's not like you're setting up a half-court offense in every possession. These kids are playing. I mean, the only times they're setting up the half-court offense if they get a stop.
Paige Joy throws it in. It's immediately stolen, and Turber gets it. Great pass. Credit there to Paige Miller. Another steal there by the Eagles, and another one here by the Mustangs. So back-to-back turnovers here. Now a three-point shot by Turber. Could not get it to go in, and the rebound gets picked up by Jalen Bowen. Another jump ball, and then the possession goes back to the Mustangs.
Yeah, they're putting full court pressure on. It's starting to bother them. The first several possessions didn't bother Clifton Clyde, but obviously this must be Valley Heights' MO. It's put full court pressure on, cause turnovers.
Eagles now with 4 turnovers on the game. 3 straight. 3-point shot from the far corner. It gets picked up as a rebound from Steinbrock. Down the court now. Steinbrock's up on the top of the post. Gets it out to Wirtz. Wirtz stepping back, drives up to her left. She's against Smith. Wirtz taking a 1-on-3 down low. She nearly gets the own rebound, but she lets the ball go out of bounds. I think maybe she thought someone else touched it, but it will go back to the Mustangs.
Well, that's going to be some matchup to look forward to as the Smith girl came in. Her and the Wirtz girl matched up against each other man-to-man. We're going to see how that, it's pretty interesting to see how that plays out.
We're back in 30 on 19.1. KMZA, the Mustangs up 15-8, 2:53 left to go in the first quarter.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to CBL Tournament coverage here on KMZN 2.1, brought to you by Helena Agri Enterprises, people, products, and knowledge. And here we go again. Timeout just taken on the court. And Mustangs here with possession.
They kind of looked at Smith's. They got that, the Smith girl's got her left hand wrapped up, and we're not quite sure what she has. If she has something in it, protect herself. If it's a something that it could be a danger to others, I don't know what the refs are kind of talking to her about it and what it is. We're trying to figure it out.
Yeah, it looks like Ava Smith is talking, and it looks like she will be taken off the court here, and Lindsey Gray will have to come back in for her. So it looks like she has that left hand wrapped, and that pinky is also, and it looks like,
right,
yeah,
if you
like
have
a
brace
cast
or something that is a threat to others on the floor, you can't have it. So, I mean, maybe that's something that the refs looked at and said, well, that's something that's a hard thing that's wrapped on there that could be a danger to others. So they're taking her back to the locker room. We'll see what happens if she comes back out.
So, again, she came back in for a little bit. Again, this we're talking about Ava Smith. She did not start this game because we were told she was getting something pre-wrapped. But, again, we talked about the officials deemed that is possibly a danger, so she'll step off, and Lindsey Gray will come back. But Gray has been a pretty good triple option here. She's been out on the court. She's hit a three-point shot. She's led the offense as the point guard. She's looked pretty good so far.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, I said this is what I anticipated when I came here. When we've seen this matchup, it's up-tempo, it's up and down. But we're seeing some very high-level play for both these teams.
But the big thing is here is now, well, the Mustangs, arguably one of their best players, is off the court. How will they respond? Quickly, it's a rebound here by Wirtz for the Eagles, and they'll continue the up-tempo down the court. Paige Joy will lose the ball, and that will be a turnover right back into the Mustangs.
Yeah, I really like that Wirtz kid. I mean, when she gets the ball out and gets, I mean, she just goes. She gets it down the floor, looks for opportunities to get something in transition. So you're always looking. That's what I like about both these teams, what I'm seeing so far. They're looking for opportunities. They're not just bringing it down the court or walking it down the court, looking for opportunities right from the get-go.
15-8, 7-point lead, 2:33 to go. It's the Mustangs with the ball and the lead. Mia Vermitten inside, turning around just off the left of the rim, and a quick rebound by Bowen. She's got now two in this first quarter. She's taking the ball down the court, spins at half court, gives it off behind her. Now the offense is going to reset here for the Eagles. With the ball is Steinbrock. Steinbrock dribbling now to her left side after spinning around, giving it to Wirtz at the top of the arc. Wirtz driving in, a foot in front of the charity line. Down to Steinbrock on the backdoor pass, and the ball will be taken away for the rebound by Ann Turber, her first rebound of the game.
Yeah, that's by the first set that Clifton Glides ran, and it's almost, the first quarter's almost done.
Now here, off to the near side with it, Miller. Up to Gray, now the far to Tessa Miller. Ball gets knocked out of bounds. They're going to say the last one to touch was Riley Wunderly.
Yeah, the biggest difference right now in the score, 15-8, is those three-pointers that Valley Heights hit and the couple of turnovers and easy buckets they got right from the get-go.
Tessa Bingham comes in for the Mustangs. We've been seeing her quite a lot this season, and signs we didn't even look at all the Mustangs. She's been making a pretty big impact. But here, going inside, layup drive on the baseline. Tessa Miller could not get it. But the quick rebound is by Tessa Bingham. She comes in, makes the rebound, kicks it out. Three-point shot by Lindsey Gray. Gray nearly makes her own rebound before it is taken away by Baker for the final defensive rebound. And they go out a spree. And now with it, the Eagles. And Wirtz tries to go in on a drive, and she could not get it to go in. Bingham makes another rebound. She's had back-to-back ones here for the Mustangs, and the ball will be stolen away by Bowen. Third turnover of the quarter by the Mustangs, 15-8, 1 minute left to go in this first quarter. Steinbrock calls for a screen. She fakes the three-point shot. Now Bowen takes it, and she misses. Rebound picked up on the down low quickly by Paige Miller. Turning the page down the court, Mia Vermitten going inside to Biggins. She's trying to turn around. She loses the ball. It's on the ground. Vermitten picks it up, And she goes in for two.
Yeah, smart heads-up play by Vermitt. Instead of just, she made that entry pass, instead of just standing there watching, she crashed the boards, got the rebound, and put it up for two.
Like trying to pick up a hockey puck on ice, she did it, and she went in for the two-point goal, 17-8 now. Mustangs still with the lead with 23 seconds left to go. On the baseline, trying to drive, bounce passes it, and they're going to get a travel on the down low from Riley Wunderlich. The Eagles have now turned over seven times in this opening quarter.
Yeah, that's the big one of the big things they're going to have to shore up here. I'm sure he's going, coach is going to talk to that about them after the first quarter is over. We've got to take care of the ball just a little bit better.
They average only 12 turnovers a game, the Eagles do. Three-point shot by Parker, hanging off the rim, and now Wirth makes the rebound. She quickly throws it down the court. Playable for Baker. Inside pass. Another turnover by the Eagles. They now have eight on the quarter. Parker with no seconds left on the clock. She should have turned around and shot. She did not. And that will end the first. 17-8. The Mustangs are ahead. We're back in 1 minute on 2.1 KMZA.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Community Healthcare System provides excellence in primary care for all ages, with same-day appointments and seven convenient locations in Centralia, Corning, Frankfort, Holton, Onega, St. Mary's, and Westmoreland. We focus on whole health for the whole family. Visit us at chcsks.org to find out more. Community Healthcare System, delivering exceptional care inspired by you.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to 92.1 KMZ. I'm Friend and Profit off my left hand shoop, and back in studio is MJ. We are at the start of the second quarter. Again, it's the Valley Heights Mustangs, the Class 2A ahead of the Clifton Clyde Eagles, 17-8. In that first quarter, the Mustangs only had six rebounds. The Eagles had nine, but the Eagles also had eight turnovers to the Mustangs' three. Mustangs also had 3 3-pointers. Right now, Eagles with the offensive possession up to the top now to Wunderlich. Wunderlich holding it high. She tries to look down low to Wirth, who is cutting on the low block, but then has to keep it and go to Bowen. And now an inside pass dumps off to Hammond. Hammond couldn't go up with it, so she gets it to Wunderlich. It's off the board, and now it's a rebound taken down the court. And then Josie Parker goes in for two. Quick transition. Incredible. Right there, the rebound. They get that all set up by Paige Miller. And the pass goes down low to Josie Parker. Parker now his first 2 points of the game. It's now a 11-point lead here for the Mustangs. 3-point shot up and sank for the first 3-pointer here for the Eagles by Miley Hammond, the 5'6 senior. She drains it to cut this to 8. Lindsey Gray passing to her left here to Paige Miller. Miller up to the top to Josie Parker. She gets a screen and she takes an incredible lane down Broadway.
Nice, intelligent play by her teammate. And setting that screen on her own man.
That top screen to get Josie Parker in for her fourth point of the quarter. We're back in 60 seconds on 92.1 KMZ. Don't go nowhere. Mustangs 21, the Eagles 11.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Wait! Santa is done, my friends! After Santa's hard work comes the new Wi-Fi hungry connected gadgets. Make sure your router is capable and ready. Let Blue Valley help you kick off the new year on the right foot by upgrading your Wi-Fi experience with Blue Valley Technologies worry-free Wi-Fi service.
To learn more, visit bluevalley.net.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Pass to the down low to Paige Joy. Ball gets knocked out of bounds. We're going to say the Eagles still have the possession here. Looking to throw it in is going to be Miley Hammond. Down by 10 is the Eagles, 21-11 with 6:23 left to go in the second quarter. Wirtz gets it at the top of the wing on the right side. Now Steinbrock dribbles behind her back and gets it back up to the top of the wing. She's looking around, talking about right pivot foot. She finally bounce passed it, and they're going to get a violation.
Well, you wouldn't believe this is a 3:15 game. We got a crowd here that's loud and cheering on their kids. And, man, Valley Heights plays a stifling man-to-man defense.
Eagles now 9 turnovers on the game, 21-10. Mustangs with the lead and the ball. Meaverbitten passing to her left to Turber. Turber, the drive up to the post. To the right side, and passing to Paige Miller. Paige Miller kicking out to Lindsey Gray, and a long three-pointer! Splash! She was 3 feet away from the perimeter! But Gray takes the long shot and makes it count. 24-11, the Mustangs lead. They've hit 4 three-pointers on this game, and now Miley Hammond tries to hit a three-pointer. It gets rebounded by Wonderly, and Wonderly is now trapped in the corner, and they're going to call foul against the Mustangs.
Yeah, they're playing such an aggressive man-to-man defense, and they're doing it so well. They're not getting beat off the dribble. I mean, Clyde's having a hard time getting into their offense to get a good look at anything.
And now, give and go to Wirtz. Wirtz driving inside, and she finds the bucket and goes in for two.
And that's the first you want to go to is your best player.
And they
get back in this.
And they've been trying to set up Wirtz, and they have for 8 total points, but then Parker responds, and Parker has had 6 points in this quarter alone, all underneath the basket. She's been dominating inside the paint.
And what's scary about this whole thing, Crendon, is Ava Smith hasn't even been in the game since that first 30 seconds. That was it.
And, yeah, we know we talked about that. She had to step out of the game. The referees told her that she had to come out because of a brace that was on her finger. Lindsey Gray makes the rebound underneath the Parker. She was just too underneath the backboard, so it bounced off, and the rebound goes to Wirtz. Wirtz, 3 boards on the game, 8 points. Wirtz driving up to the left side, now back inside, crossing it back, turning around, spinning, has to kick out to Steinbrock on the wing. Now a drive in, over the top, pass with a back door to Paige Joy, and Joy will get an and one.
Yeah, I mean, good play by Wirtz. I mean, she tried to take her man, she did, she got in there, but excellent job for Valley Heights. Her coach very well. Help was right there to stop Wirtz. She had to kick it back out. The kid dribble drove and made a good pass underneath to get an and one here.
Paige Joy, who's now up at the free throw line, she averages nearly 55% up on the line. Paige Joy takes a free throw shot for the end one and misses. It looks like Ava Smith has finally entered right back into the game, so I guess they've retaped it, and I think they took the tape off the finger. I'm looking, and it looks, no, she still has that finger brace, so I'm not sure what the change was.
Yeah, it looks like she's wrapped up. Maybe she had a metal brace or something underneath that, the wrapping or something that she had to get rid of. I don't know.
But with finally the best player back in the game, the Mustangs with an 11-point lead, 26-15. Tell you what, the Mustangs top the ball of the lineup, looking pretty great. And Ava Smith comes right back in, swats the ball out of bounds, and that possession will go to the Eagles.
Well, I know. I was thinking about that Smith kid. I mean, we know she can jump. We see her in state volleyball. I mean, she gets underneath that basket, she can jump over about anybody.
Wirtz getting a screen, drives down to the corner, kicks it back up to Baker. Baker spinning around, back to Wirtz. Wirtz holding it head high, now dribbling it way slow. Drive inside, taking a couple of steps,
good
and going in.
I'll tell you, I mean, that's what excited me before I came over here was this Wirtz girl and Smith. Man!
Turner! Flashing a three! The Mustangs have now canned 5 in the first half. They're up 29-17, up by 12 with 3:37 to go in the second quarter. It's been nothing but shooting the lights out here on the court for the Mustangs. Far side corner, shot! And they're going to get a travel, but that would have been a three-pointer made by Hammond if they didn't call that. So that's now officially 10 turnovers here for the Eagles. Again, they only average 9 a game, and they still have 3:25 left to go this second quarter.
Yeah, I think Clyde's got to get a stop or two here, get this under 10 going into halftime.
29-17, 3:18 to go. With it, Mustang. Looking to her left to Turber. Turber now getting it. Turber fires up to her left to Miller. Miller passing inside. Risky pass, but Turber gets it. She drives in and one. And that was a big-time risky pass there, but Turber went back to the ball. She got it. She turned around, and she drove in. That's basketball.
Yeah, she made a quick move. She didn't sit there and hesitate about what was she going to do when she got the ball in the middle. I mean, she made a quick move. She got it, and she powered it up. Strong kid.
And Turber coming up to the line. She's now got 7 points on this game so far. At the free throw line, she's got a near 66% shooting, and she gets the and one to go in. That is our first made free throw shot here of this game. Both teams have shot one apiece. 32-17. 15-point lead here for the Mustangs with 2:57 to go. Wirtz to drive inside, and they're going to get a jump ball, and that's going to be another turnover for the Eagles. And the Mustangs, they are applying pressure, as much pressure as you can give.
Yeah, I mean, her hand must not be balling her because she reached in there and grabbed that and got a tie-up with the Wirtz kid, the Smith girl did. So it must not be balling her too much.
Well, we say that, but she does tend to, she keeps grabbing it every time she does have a free second. But here she goes, a drive, finesse on the shot, but could not get it to go in. Rebound underneath by Wonderly, her second board of the game. Now Baker, and it's going to be picked up from the top from Miller, but it's going to get returned back over. So back-to-back turnovers, it's now the Eagles' ball. It's worth over the top on a little bit of a floater to Bowen. Bowen passing it inside, and Wonderly off the backboard. Nice assist there by Hammond.
Yeah, they got to make a stop here. They haven't...
Up to the top.
Valley Heights is playing at such a high level right now.
Tessa Miller out to her left side to Paige Miller. Kicked out Turber. Smith, the three, and it rattles in like a bull in a tin can. And now Smith with 5 on the game. Down the court, rebound by Miller. Miller just heaves it on down to Turber on the near wing. Now it's put back up to the top of the perimeter. And it looks like Tessa's calling for a screen and then passes off to the right side. Now back up to Tessa Miller from Paige Miller. Turber, the drive in on the low block. She turns, she shoots off the rim. It skedaddles, and it goes to Lindsey Gray for the board. Ball gets knocked out of bounds, and the Mustangs will stick to the possession up 35-19 with 1:31 to go in the second.
Yeah, Cliff Clark changed their defense here about halfway through this quarter. They went to a 1-2-2 defense. They were playing man from the get-go. They're trying to slow them down a little bit, but, man, everything's going in Valley Heights' way right now.
Jesse Parker back in this game already. She's got 6 points in this quarter. A drive in here by Smith. She just throws it up and out, rebounded on the down low. Wirtz going over the top of Mia Vermitten trying to pick up that rebound. Down the court, quick transition. Ball's on the floor. It gets thrown up to Wirtz. And now she'll take a three from the top of the arc, and it will be rebounded by Gray. Big-time rebound by Lindsey Gray. She's down the court now to Turber. 1:02 left to go. Shot clock at 28. 35-19. 16-point lead here for the Mustangs as we nearly head to half. Mia Vermitten turning, shooting, using the backboard. Ball goes right into the hands of Hammond, though. Hammond, that's her first rebound of the game. Wirtz now. Wirtz taking it down the court, passing it to the far side corner. Bowen, the drive in with the left hand up at the post, now kicks up top, Hammond, the three, rolls around like a fish out of the bowl, and Paige Joy gets the rebound, and she cannot get it to go in. It's Ava Smith who gets her first rebound of the game. Underneath, wide open, but missing a wide open shot is Mia Vermitten. And Mia Vermitten had no one with her from a kilometer away, and unfortunately just kind of rushed herself there on the underneath shot.
Yeah, kind of missed. Couple easy ones on both sides, but man, you love these kids. I mean, they look to get the ball out, and their teammates are just sprinting down the floor. You're looking for something in transition.
Going up to the top to Parker. She does not hesitate to release, and quickly, who is just on the throw-in? Vermitten hustles down low, and she goes in and gets the two. We talk about hustle right there. Vermitten throws the ball in, locates the rebound, goes in for two. Incredible play.
Oh, yeah, I mean, like I said, this full-court man defense, obviously Valley Heights has got the athletes to do it, but, man, it's causing all kinds of headaches for Clifton Clyde.
1 second left. Wirtz to three, and she hits it to end the first half. Wirtz making it hurt to end the first. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes for our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from data online at highlandcc.edu. Mustangs lead a half, 37-22. We're back in four.
Elmer's Repair in Centralia is offering big savings with their Wix Premium Filter Sale, January 27th through February 5th. Save up to 72% off on Wix filters plus many other ag-related products on sale with your bumper-to-bumper auto parts specialist. Elmer's Repair has all the ag parts and repairs you need. Save big bucks with their annual Wix Premium Filter Sale, January 27th through February 5th. All Wix filters are up to 72% off. Elmer's Repair in Centralia and online at elmersrepair.com.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's K-O-C-H-A-N-D-C-O.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer. So much more than just prescriptions. Here's Johnny Schlatter at Onega Pharmacy.
Yeah, that's right. We've got a front end that a lot of the ladies seem to come in and really shop around a lot. There's candles, seasonal. She really changes out the seasonal stuff. So our soda fountain as well. Opened it back up, and it is running hot and heavy again. You want a good cherry limeade, come to Onega Pharmacy. You'll never go get one at Sonic again.
Onega Pharmacy, open 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and Saturdays 9 to noon. Find Onega Pharmacy on Facebook or stop by and downtown Onega.
The Bendina State Bank welcomes you to come in and see for yourself the commitment that each and every one of the staff represents. They offer many services, including standard checking and savings accounts, plus loans for agriculture, home, and auto. Stop in today and utilize the many services they offer. The Bendina State Bank, making life better right here at home. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Local family-owned and operated since 1926, Wanklin Oil in Frankfort is the hometown company that you can trust for your home and business needs for clean, reliable, and affordable propane and fuel services. You can count on Wanklin for same-day delivery service and competitive pricing. Wanklin Oil can deliver to the field for farmers, saving time and money, and they can service all of your propane, fuel, DEF, and oil needs. To learn more about their services, call Wanklin Oil in Frankfort today at 785-292-4710 or toll-free 1-800-794-2019.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome to our first halftime show of many today. Our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from the online on highlandcc.edu. We also give a couple more shout-outs to our CBL tournament basketball sponsors, Duny Healthcare System, enriching the health and the lives that we serve, Farmers State Bank, Onega, Modern Banking, Timeless Values in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan. M&R Auto Parts, your car quest to auto parts stores in Frankfort. Blue Valley Technologies, in home, keeping you connected. And we keep you connected here at the halftime. Again, it's the Valley Heights Mustangs up 37-22 against the Clifton Clyde Eagles, who are right now ranked number 4 in Class 1A Division 1. We knew these two teams were going to be, you know, really tough heading into the night. We knew the similar opponent there on the schedule was Centralia. Mustangs losing 56-45 and the Eagles losing 64-35. But Mustangs, you got to credit them this game. They got six players who have five or more points on the board. They have been dispersing the scoring. Ava Smith, who's their best scoring player on their roster, was only in for the first half for maybe 3 to 5 minutes total. And the rest of their team, Lindsey Gray, the one who was in the substitution mainly for her, had 6 points in 4 boards, just a sophomore. So you talk about the Mustangs, their ability to score on the board. They only had 4 turnovers, 15 rebounds, 6 three-point shots. The Eagles had 14 rebounds, 12 turnovers, and only 2 three-point shots. Dan, tell me what you saw in that first half.
You sit there thinking, what did Valley Heights have for breakfast? I mean, it's a 3 o'clock game, and they came out just on fire with all kinds of energy in their face of Cliff and Clyde nonstop for 16 minutes. And that's what kind of was the turning point of the game. It was fairly back and forth for the first couple possessions. But when they were able to get into their full court press and deny man, it started causing some issues for Clifton Clyde. So it did. Got led to some easy buckets. The lead started stretching. And when Clifton Clyde could slow them down and get them spread out, what does Valley Heights do? They start hitting three-pointers. I'll tell you, I told you in the pregame, I'm telling you, I'm picking Valley Heights to be a big threat in 2A. I mean, if I was in 2A, I wouldn't be overlooking them at all at any point in the season.
You know, not to bring up a pun here, but I'm sure the Mustangs could eat a horse in the way how hungry they are right now in this game. And they have come out, and they've absolutely dominated. Vermitton, 7 points. Turber with 8. Tessa Miller, 5. Josie Parker, 6. Ava Smith with 5. Lindsey Gray with 6 points and 4 rebounds. I mean, across this team, it has been dominant. And we saw that first quarter. There was 4 lead changes in that first quarter. And after that, there was no lead changes after. The Valley Heights Mustangs have just taken away. It's the quick transitions. It's the steals. And then also just being able to light up the court with that three-point shot. Anna Turber has hit a three-point shot. Ava Smith has hit a three-point shot. Mia Vermitton has hit a three-point shot. Tessa Miller has hit a three-point shot. And Lindsey Gray has hit 2 3-point shots. You got 5 players on your team who have hit threes and 6 players who have 5 points or more. Yeah. That is incredible.
Yeah, that's tough. That's tough to defend when you got that many players that have been able to score in a variety of different ways. Now, nothing interesting. Yeah, you also credit to Clifton Clyde. I mean, they got 22 points. It's not like they didn't score, and they missed a couple easy shots. That they, I mean, that's probably 6 or 8 points they left out there on the table that were just bunnies. I mean, real short shots. This could be a little bit closer game than what it's showing right now. So nothing to take away from Clifton Clyde. What they do, they got a nice team in themselves. And you can see that when they've had opportunities to get up and down the floor, they got some different different looks. But obviously, the worst kid is the one you're looking for. She does an excellent job when she gets the opportunity to cross over, beat her man one-on-one, and get to the basket.
So what do you say would it take for the Eagles to try to get this game back into their talons? And what would you say for the Mustangs would it take for them to really stampede off of these next 2 quarters?
Well, the clip Clyde, I'm sure they talked about, is being able to handle that full-court man press. That's the first thing. And, I mean, that was always the mindset. If you're going to press me, yeah, I'm going to break it, and I'm going to make you pay for it the other end. Because in most instances, if you do that and make them pay for it the other end, teams are going to start backing off on that press and not pressing you so hard. Clifton Clyde has not been able to do that. When they have got the press broke, they've had to set it up for the most part, which, again, it just entices Valley Heights. Just keep putting pressure on. So the breaking that press is going to be huge for Clifton Clyde. Then the other thing is, and then they tried a couple different looks on defense. They tried the man-to-man to start with without the Smith kid in there. Then they went to the 1-2-2, probably making some adjustments and really communicating, not letting a couple of – they had some second-chance points Valley Heights did, too, on missed shots where Valley Heights would shoot and then kids from the backside would dive in from the three-point line and get some rebounds. So probably addressing that a little bit, make sure you're boxing out your man, not letting Valley Heights get second-chance points also. Probably need to slow it down, get a couple of real good possessions here to start this third quarter, trying to shrink this up to about a 10-point game or less going into the fourth, and you still have a chance. But I definitely wouldn't do what happened in the first half, and that is try to run with them. When you try to run with them, obviously it looks like that's what Valley Heights wants to do, and they're very good at it.
We're back in 30 seconds here on 92.1 KMZ. It's the Mustangs up 37-22. Again, we're back in 30 for the second half.
What do you value in a bank? At First National Bank in Frankfort, you'll find personalized service that meets your individual banking requirements. They can help you with loans for home, auto, or farm. They truly are your hometown bank. Download their app from the App Store or find them on Facebook. or call or just stop in. They're ready to meet all of your banking requirements. First National Bank in Frankfort, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Here with CBL tournament coverage brought to you by Cook & Company in Seneca, American-made custom cabinets and doors. And let's open the door to the second half as we got 16 minutes left of basketball, two quarters together. And right now with it is the Eagles. They're down 37-22. Wirtz with it on the near side wing. A three set by Steinbrock. Another step at the top. A three-point shot by Wirtz. It bangs off the board, and it will go into the hands of Josie Parker, and she will have her first board of the game. Far side quarter, Lindsey Gray. Ball gets knocked out of bounds, and it will stay here with the Mustangs.
Yeah, excellent job filling the lanes. And they got that rebound. All Valley has to fill their lanes. They got the ball down extremely quick.
Ava Smith here not to start the second half. She had limited playing time in that first half. She has a wrap on her left hand that braces a little bit of her pinky. And now here a free throw opportunity for Tessa Miller to go up to the line and shoot two. And in that first half, both teams only had one free throw shot each, both on and ones. The Eagles, they missed theirs, and the Mustangs, they made theirs. Those from Ann Turber. And Tessa Miller makes her first. So shoot, when you got a chance in this game for the Eagles, they need to get more chances up there at the line as well.
Yeah, I mean, that's the one thing they try to do, is maybe try to attack and try to get to the free throw line, shorten it up that way a little bit.
And Tessa Miller goes 1-for-2 on the rebound, and Steinbrock heading down the court. She's got three boards on the game. Wirtz passing out to her right side to Baker as she cuts down to the corner. Now give and go to Wirtz. And it looks like we're going to see a defensive foul here against Mia Vermitten.
I said that Vermitten girl, that junior from Valley High, she's done an excellent job on the Wirtz kid, really defending her well. I mean, she's taking the right angles, and Wirtz tries to take her off the dribble, and she has help there. I mean, that's another thing that Valley High is very well coached. When somebody does get beat off the dribble, the defense is right there.
So it'll actually be against Josie Parker. That is your second foul of the game. Both teams with one foul each in this quarter. Again, once you get the five fouls, you go into the double bonus, and you'll get to shoot two up to the free throw line. Steinbrock driving in, kicks out to Wirtz. Wirtz up to the post, now out to Hammond. Hammond up the top to Steinbrock. Steinbrock going down low. Ball gets deflected from Gray at the top. And Vermitten gets it at the bottom. That is the 13th turnover of the game from the Eagles. With it is Turber. Turber driving right, passing right. Now to Gray. Gray firing off to her left to Vermitten. Vermitten, Turber. Turber spinning around, has to kick it out. Three-point shot from the corner. It hits off of the rim. Three-point shot was taken by Miller. The rebound was by Wonderly. She's now got three rebounds on the game. Steinbach drives inside, lands on both feet, stuck on the pivot, gets it out. And now to Wirtz. Wirtz kicking. Three-point shot from Hammond. Off the back of the rim, rebound by Tessa Miller. And right now the Mustangs have all their shots have benefited from going in. And for the Eagles, it's been a rough go from the field.
It is a big difference between low-level and high-level basketball. Both teams do this extremely well. When they get the rebound, they're looking to kick it out and pass the ball down the floor. They got something transition, they try to attack. If not, they bring it back up, out and set up their four-out or five-out offense, wherever they're in.
Mustangs with it. Mia Vermitten driving inside, tries to use the backboard, skims the rim, and it goes into the hands of Hammond for her second rebound of the game. 38-22, 5:58 to go left in the third quarter. Shot clock at 26. Wirtz firing out to her left side here to Baker. Baker looking up to the top to Steinbrock. Steinbrock to the right to Wirtz. Wirtz keeps getting head high, 1-on-1 here against Mia Vermitten. Good man pressure, and then they're going to be a foul here on the inside. Good drive from Wirtz to draw that foul.
I mean, it's making it tough on her. I mean, this kid, you can obviously see that she has a very good basketball ball handling skills. But Valley Heights does an excellent job. When she gets by Vermitten, there's somebody else from Valley Heights right there to cause her issues.
Ava Smith back into this game, substituted to the Mustangs. Wirtz cutting inside, 1-on-1 against Smith. Wirtz misses the rim, hits off the board, and gets rebounded by Paige Miller. There's also a jump ball, which possession error will go to the Mustangs anyway. Ava Smith. Passing back to Paige Miller. Miller looking inside. Fires out to her left. Waist high dribble from Rabitten. Gets it to her right to Smith. Smith to the corner to Paige Miller. Paige up to Vermitten. Vermitten, Smith, backdoor open is Parker, but Parker could not find the basket. Rebound by Steinbrock. Drives down the court. Steinbrock, two rebounds in this quarter. Wonderly calling for the ball. She could not get it. She needs to see either screen or kind of veer out here, but now the ball is back up to the top of the perimeter. Reset back up to Wirtz. Wirtz, three, nice and shot. That one sinks. Steffi Wirtz's last 2 points that she has made, the last 2 fields she has hit, were 3-point shots.
And so they've kind of struck it down. I mean, they're down 13 if you look at the score. So, I mean, they've stopped Valley Heights a couple possessions here. So, I mean, they've got it struck. They can just shrink it a little bit more.
We're back in 16-19.1. KMZ, Mustangs to lead, 38-25. 455 is against third.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Here with it is the Mustangs. Mia Vermitten down the court. She drives fast and then kicks out to Parker. Parker just gets it underneath the basket, but it'll be a quick rebound for a second chance opportunity by the Mustangs. Underneath is Smith. Couldn't get to go in. And then a rebound by Paige Joy to get the ball back here for the Eagles. That is her second rebound of the game. She's also got 2 points. Steffi Wirtz, who's got 16 points on this game. Her last 2 shots have been 3-pointers, and she's made both. One was in the second quarter, and the last one here in this quarter. It was in the last offensive possession here for the Eagles. They only trailed by 13. Paige Joy turns around and goes in for two. The 5'10 freshman, who just had the defensive rebound, also stays in this game with some points on the board. It's now just an 11-point game. Vermitten down the court, passes. It's picked off in the lane by Bowen. And they're going to get her on a palming, and that will return the ball back over to the Eagles. Their 14th turnover.
Yeah, they had their possession to get it below 10, and they had a turnover. But they're doing a lot better job of not letting Valley Heights get second chances here.
3-point shot!
Wow.
Nothing but net! And that's how you just kill momentum.
Yeah, all that work they did to get the momentum to their side and to cut into that deficit. And what does Valley Heights do? Drills a three.
Mustangs, 7 threes on this game. 21 out of their 41 points have been off the 3-point shot.
Yeah, we still got, 12 minutes of game left.
We still got nearly 12 minutes of game left.
That's good math on my part right quick, wasn't it?
11 minutes and 55 seconds. You're about 5 seconds off. That's why you're business. Let's get back to business. 41-27. It's the Mustangs with the lead. Wirtz, driving, out on the wing. To the free throw line, has to kick up to the top of the perimeter, and a 3-point shot that nearly went in for Baker, but could not. Turber with the ball. That's a Paige Miller, who just sunk the 3-point shot. That makes now 6 players off the Mustangs who hit threes. And now Mia Vermitten goes in for 2 off a nice drive off the right side. 43-27. It's back to a 16-point game when the Mustangs almost had, when the Eagles almost had a chance to draw within 10. And blink of an eye, they're deficited even harder again. 43-27, 3-12 left to go in the third.
Yeah, Brockman over there, he's just kind of sitting down there taking it easy. Coming, these kids know exactly what they're supposed to do. I mean, he's not having to say too much to them. He talks to them a little bit when they come out. But other than that, these kids, when they're out here playing, they just know what they're doing. I mean, and they're communicating with each other very well.
Jordan Brockman, 9th-season head coach. He's 153 wins, 46 losses, state title in 2020, Class 2A, the first and only title in school history. The Valley Heights team has greatly appreciated his tenure, as is, again, coming on to nearly his 10th season the next year.
And I like this. Number 31, this 5'10 freshman. I mean, she does some pretty good things for being as young as she is. She's pretty strong, pretty athletic kid.
She comes off the court and will be Lindsey Gray. Throwing from the baseline to the Eagles. Steinbrock to Wirtz, who's at the free throw line, dribbling, driving inside.
Oh, great
move. Around. and gets the and one. What an incredible layup drive.
Yeah, I thought maybe it would be a little bit different since the Vermitten girl got off of worse. I thought, okay, the Smith girl's probably a little bit quicker. We'll see how she can handle ball handling against the Smith kid, but she's an excellent spin move to get to the lane.
Where it's 18 points on the game, give 19. Her 19.
Yeah, if they can kind of get it under 10 these next 3 minutes, that should be their strategy. Good turnover.
And now a turnover to get the ball right back. It was Bowen who was able to get it. Mustangs down with 6 on the game. They've had 2 here in this third quarter. And now a kick out of the near corner. And Bowen going to the baseline, tries to get the page. Joy fighting for it. Ava Smith just trying to keep that left hand out of there, though. Doesn't want to injure herself, so she's just diving with that right.
Yeah, I mean, Flipside's trying to get it into the freshman. She's kind of open there. She's kind of didn't take the right angle when you pass it. You just want to pass right to the numbers. You got to pass to one shoulder or the other so the defense can't get a hand on it.
Eagles 15 turnovers on this game. They're only down by 13, though. 43-32, 40 to go in the third quarter. Lindsey Gray passing to her right. It's to Ava Smith. She drives inside. She loses the ball. Bowen back-to-back turnovers for her. And then it's right back. She says, give me the candy. Ava Smith does, and she gets it right back.
And that's a great sign of a great player. You might make a mistake, and Smith did. She turned the ball over, but what she do, she hustled right back and stole the ball right back from the other girl going down the floor. She didn't sit there and just jog back. She sprinted back and got the turnover.
So many players would not hesitate to clap their hands and look down at the ground, but Ava Smith, she took that hustle and drive. She went down the court, got the ball right back for her team, and the Eagles now have a total of 16 turnovers on the game. And Smith nearly loses the ball off of a dribble off of her foot, but it will be reclaimed by Turber. She drives inside and Turber spinning around inside.
That's a nice move.
Turber, 10 points on the game, as well as 3 rebounds. It's a 15-point lead, 45-30. 2 minutes left to go in the third quarter. Seppi Wirth to the top. Screened by Steinbrock, but Ava Smith will go right through it. And then a ball will be stolen right back from Wirth. Into the hands it goes to Turber. 17 turnovers on the game for the Eagles. 5 more than their game average. 3-point shot up and just off the back of the rim from Gray. And then a pickup down low by Paige Miller. And she gets fouled and she'll go up and shoot 2.
Well, that's what's huge is, I mean, when they make missed shots, Valley High says, I mean, they got kids crashing the boards from the perimeter and looking to get second chance opportunities.
45-30, now 46-30, as Paige Miller is up at the free throw line, and the Mustangs as a team are shooting 3 of 4.
And they'd had a good strategy come back in. They went to a press, and they caused Valley Heights to turn the ball over a couple times, which didn't happen in the first half. They made a run, got it cut down, but right when they were getting to the point of getting it under 10, Clifford Tide turned the ball over, Valley Heights knocks down 3, and they really haven't got close since then.
Paige Miller going 2 for 2 at the free throw line. You got to credit the Mustangs. It's not just a 3-point shot. They've been driving. They've been getting aggressive. And overall, they're playing as a team. They're being able to get the ball inside.
Yeah, everybody's contributed on our offensive end, so they are. But what I've been impressed with is you can't give up second chance opportunities. And the crashing the boards and those 8 or 10 points that they've been getting of just crashing the boards against second chance shouldn't happen. I mean, they got to box out, not let them get something more than just one shot at the basket.
47-30, underneath the basket, going in. Great assist from up top from Tessa Miller to Mia Vermitten. She's now got 4 points in this quarter. Vermitten, she's got now 11 on the game. 49-30, 19-point lead. The largest lead the Mustangs have had tonight. With just a minute left to go in this third quarter, where it spins around, off the rim she goes. And the rebound is picked up by Tessa Miller, who's got 4 rebounds on the game and 6 points. Turber drives inside, spins around, gets it to Parker. Parker does not hesitate the shot from the top of the post, but she did not make it. Hammond picks up the rebound for her third of the game for the Eagles. Wirth from the far side wing, driving in, spinning around, kicks up to the top to Steinbrock, to Hammond. Hammond to 3. She couldn't hammer it in, and now up to the top, but a second chance opportunity as Wonderly makes the rebound. Stopped on her right pivot foot. She spins. Is Steinbrock. Steinbrock throws through pressure. And all credit there to Lindsey Gray, who was just all up in the face of Wonderly.
Oh, yeah. I mean, when somebody picks up the ball, I mean, you know, nobody has to say anything. There's nobody saying ball, ball, ball. Every one of them just know. The ball's dead. Everybody's denying their man.
49-30. 30 seconds left to go. Shot clock. Just a second, 0.5 second ahead here. So they will have to get the shot up before the zero on the actual play clock. It's the Mustangs with the ball. Lindsey Gray kicking out. Mia Vermitten, wide open three. Hits off the rim, but Turber makes the second chance rebound. Shot clock turns off as there's 8 seconds left of the third. Up by 19, the Mustangs. Can they extend it with 4 seconds left to go? Mia Vermitten, a range two, hits off the back of the rim. And that will end the third quarter, 49-30. 19-point lead here for the Mustangs. We're back in 60 seconds, 92.1 KMZA.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
While you can't get in the fields yet, you can start planning for next season. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, is ready to answer any questions and get you in your next planter. From 6 rows to 24 rows or even split rows, you're sure to find the right planter for your farming operation, new or used. Browse their inventory at BrunaImplementCo.com and visit any of their locations in Washington, Clay Center, Marysville, Hiawatha, Seneca, and Humboldt. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer and partner in the fields for over 75 years.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Are you going in for a layup against your current insurance provider and you just can't seem to make the basket? Stop by your local SBS insurance office and we'll develop the best play to get you the slam dunk of coverage for all of your insurance needs.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here we are, 92.1 KMZ, the MSC Sports Radio Network, as we are in the fourth quarter of girls basketball here for the opening game at 3:15. It's the Clifton Clay Eagles, ranked number 14 in Class 1 Division 1 against the unranked Valley Heights Mustangs in Class 2A. But the Mustangs are at 49-30.
They might be unranked by the coach's poll, but I'll guarantee you they're one of the top teams in state.
I would,
in Class 10-2A.
I would have to believe you on that one. Nothing to argue there but facts. Turber on the right side, passing up to the top. A drive in here from Tessa Miller, kicking out to Vermitten. Vermitten to Turber, and Turber, butter on her fingers, gets out of the pan. That's going to be a turnover for the Mustangs. Just their seventh of the game, while the Eagles have 18.
And that's what got them back in that third quarter, is a couple turnovers out of the house. I said they had it cut to 11 and had the possession to cut it to single digits. So, I mean, Clinton Clyde's made some pretty good runs to get back in the game. I just don't know if that they're going to have enough to get it cut here with 8 minutes to go or not.
Steinbrock, who was set up on a nice three-point shot, instead took a drive. Lindsey Gray makes the rebound off the missed layup, and Gray has the ball now. Ava Smith now on the court. Again, Smith, who is this team's all-leading scorer, has not been able to see much of the court tonight, but again, she's got a little bit of an injury off her left hand. Here, Josie Parker goes in for two. But she has team time. She's got 5 points in this game, substituted sparingly, but it's been the Mustangs' entire team that has just been absolutely lights out. Stepping in by a foot, Baker tries the long two. And
look at that. I mean, then somebody releases, and you're going to get a layup on the other end.
And now Turber goes down and gets two. She's got 12 points on this game with four rebounds. 6 points to go in the fourth, up by 23 points, the largest lead here for the Mustangs. 53-30. Sevi Wirth cuts it to 21 with a layup. She's now over 20 points on the game with 21. Now Turber. Turber the drive. She had the last layup on the team. Kicks it out to Gray. Gray, she drives in off the right side of Broadway. No one defends her, but she did not go in. Steinbrock comes up with the rebound. She stops at the top of the perimeter. And I think they did miss a foul on Lillian Steinbrock. She
hit
from behind, and even her
coach is saying that something happened because I don't think the refs were kind of looking. It was such a quick three-point shot from the top of the key that.
But it will be a Mustangs ball now with Ava Smith, who is now back in this game. Talked about her a little bit, and Our presence has been made with her small time in this game. She goes down for a quick layup, couldn't get to go in, but she makes her own rebound and gives a second chance opportunity for her team. Now up to Paige Miller. Miller at the top, looking down low. Flips it to her right, long three, banging off the board from Lindsey Gray. And now the rebound by Wirtz. Wirtz with five rebounds on this game, 21 points. She has the ball. She takes an extended three from the top of the wing. Could not get it to go in, and Mia Vermitten will pick up the rebound down the court to Parker. Parker throws inside. The ball will be turned over. Now eight turnovers in the game for the Mustangs. Wirtz with it. 5:06 to go in the fourth. 53-32.
Yeah, the Wirtz kid, I mean, she's a nice player. She handles the ball extremely well, makes good decisions with it. They're going to have to, flip-flop, going to find a little bit more balance offensively. The young kid, the freshman kid coming in, they probably need to look for her a little bit more in the interior, get her in the game, or throughout the season, through the rest of the season as they look forward down the stretch.
Be sure to stay tuned in as our next game up and coming at around the 4:45 mark. Centralia Panther boys taking on the Frankfurt Wildcat boys in another TVL tournament matchup. Bowen makes her own rebound and goes in for the and one. And that is another big thing that you can talk about here for the Eagles, is they've only taken three total trips up to the free throw line, and all those trips have been off and one. They've never just drove and then tried to draw that foul.
And then that's the, I mean, Valley Heights is so disciplined, and they play aggressive full-court man defense. It's not like they're not putting pressure on you.
Making the offensive second-chance opportunity, and Wirtz sinks the three, and a timeout is going to be taken by Clifton Clyde. We're going to take a full one. We're back in 60 seconds. The game is now 53-37. 4:39 left to go in the fourth. We're back in 69.1 KMZA.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Are you looking to build a garage, farm shop, or building to get your equipment out of the weather? Contact B&D Buildings in Axtell for competitive pricing and proven workmanship. They build post-frame or stud-frame buildings and can include your concrete work as well. To see some great pictures of their buildings, go to Facebook at B&D Buildings, or you can call Brad at 785-294-0147. That's B&D Buildings in Axtell, your local source for quality construction of your post and stud-frame buildings.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
After a worst three-point shot, she's got 24 points on the game. That's her average. It's drawn within a 16-point game, but now it's 18-point game as Ava Smith goes in for two. She's now got 7 points in this game. It's 55-37, 4:13 left to go in the fourth. Steinbrock up the top. A screen is set from Baker. Steinbrock, she's wide open for three. She's not taking it. Instead goes to Wirtz, and Wirtz takes an even longer three. And Steinbrock does make the rebound. She dribbles and drives on the baseline, and now she flips it out to Baker. Baker to Wirtz. Wirtz goes over the top to Paige Joy. Paige Joy turns, shoots, and it goes in. The freshman has now got 6 points on the game. It's back to being a 16-point game, 55-39.
Yeah, they're trying to press here. Maybe try to get Valley Heights to turn the ball over, get a couple possessions.
Here, a drive in and under. Prodigy Parker makes the rebound, and she'll be out, and she'll go up and shoot two.
Again, they got what they want. Clipside got what they wanted. They got Valley Heights to go down and make a quick or shoot a quick shot, and they missed it. But Valley Heights was right there to get the rebound and got a foul.
Josie Parker, who will go up and shoot two from the free throw line. She bangs her first one in. As remember, our TBL tournament is brought to you by Winkle Oil Company in Frankfurt. Family owned and operated since 1926. Josie Parker, who now has 9 points on the game. Let's see if you can get her 10, and she does. And the Mustangs on this game have made a total of 6 out of 7 free throw shots. So not only have they been incredible from around the arc on the free throw line, but just about anywhere on the court you can imagine. They have been able to shoot and made. In fact, this Mustangs team averages 55 points a game. They got 57 points on the board.
another thing that was brought up. I mean, and Valley High has got some size. They got some 5'9", 5'10 kids. Flip and Clyde, besides the freshman that comes in and plays at 5'10", they're 5'6 or shorter. And they do an excellent job for being not a very tall team and doing a lot of things well.
Three up the top from Joy. Just mentioned her. Wirth has the three, and she cans it. Wirth now with 27 points on the game. It's brought within a 15-point game with 3:12 to go in the fourth quarter, 57-42.
They keep making these quick runs. I mean, as a coach, you just wish it was a little bit tighter, so maybe you can get it under 10, but you just never know. I mean, just keep plugging away. Maybe you can get a couple rebounds and hit some shots to get it under 9 or under 10, give yourself a chance. But, I mean, we're saying that. They really haven't got it under 10 the whole game.
Wirth had 13 points the first half. She's got 14 here in the second.
Oh, okay.
Turnover.
They got a turnover.
Down the court now, and then a travel. The Eagles, believe it or not, they had 18 turnovers coming into this fourth quarter and had not turned it over once.
And that's been the call all game is when they've had opportunities to tighten it up to put a little pressure on Valley Heights, Flip Clyde ends up turning the ball over themselves.
Server. To Tessa Miller, inside to Ava Smith. Smith looking for the basket, just undercuts it. It gets flipped back inside. The ball's on the ground, officially picked up by Miller. Takes the
another
three,
rebound.
Couldn't get it to go in, and there's a foul on the ground. It'll be still Mustang's ball, 2:45 to go, 57-42.
I don't know, I don't have the stats in front of me. I don't know if you're keeping track of offensive rebounds, but I know Valley Heights has to have a lot.
I guarantee majority of their boards have been offensive. Right
yeah.
now in the game, they have over 24.
When the shot goes up, when those kids are crashing the boards hard.
Far side corner, three-point shot off the back of the rim, and it's knocked out of bounds. It will go to the Eagles, down by 15. And we mentioned the Eagles, the closest they were was down by 11 in the second half, and they all they need to do is keep it in their own court. They just need to keep, you know, good tempo. There is a shot clock.
Yeah, man, still got a chance. I mean, get a couple possessions here. I mean, if they can cut it to 13 or 12 here and maybe get another opportunity to stop Valley Heights again, never give up. You just never know. I mean, these teams both are high-scoring offenses, and I know Clifton Clyde is too. They can make a run if they get the opportunity.
Wirth, she has been the one to put the team on her back as she has 27 points on this game and three threes in the
quarter
alone. But an inside
shot,
they found Hammond, and Hammond missed.
And they had an easy bunny that, I mean, could have been a make, but she shot a little bit too hard.
But 2:11 left to go, down by 15, 57-42. A throw in, now back to Wirth. Wirth, she drives. She has to kick it out. Hammond takes the three off inside the basket. And Turber makes another rebound. Turber, 5 boards on this game. Smith has it. She attacks, and she'll go up and shoot two. And what do great teams do when they're ahead up in the fourth quarter? They just drive and attack. They know the best place to get easy points here in late game is the free throw line.
Yeah, I mean, they've done that all game. I mean, there's just been a very few possessions where Valley Heights has actually set a set and went through a set. I mean, it's all been in transition, being creative, attacking the basket, making a couple passes, and looking for a shot.
Well, Leva Smith, who's maybe only played a total of 11 to 12 minutes in this game, as there's just two minutes left to go in this fourth quarter, she has a total of 9 points. As she just goes 2 for 2 up at the free throw line, the Mustangs from the free throw line are right now shooting 8 of 9. Absolutely incredible for them. Over the top is Hammond. Hammond passes it out to the right side to Wirth. Wirth dribbling down by 17, 1:38 left to go. Mustangs on pace to taking this one for a victory. Wirth driving inside, loses it, rebound by Bowen. Bowen up at the top. She's spinning around. She finds Steinbrock. Steinbrock now drives inside. She's fighting through defenders. And they're going to get the Mustangs on a foul. 59-42. 1:22 left to go. Valley Heights. Mustangs looking to
get like Valley Heights victory. Pulling their starters out.
And they do. And Mustangs, if they, assuming they come away with this with just 1:20 left to go. Their next game will be on Thursday
That's what I like about this kid, this Wirtz kid. Man, she handles the ball when she does get pressure on. She dribbles it low. She has some good moves. She has a good crossover move to get the defender off balance. She has a good spin move to attack the basket. A nice player. Player for one of those small classification schools.
The Eagles had five players get on the board in the first half. They've only had three get on the board in the second. The player who's scored more than three buckets in this one has been Wirtz, and she has a steal and gets the ball right back after missing the and one.
Another thing I like about the Wirtz kid, I mean, she's a very unselfish kid. I mean, she's always looking for her teammates to get an opportunity to pass the ball to them, to give them looks.
And now, Sevi Wirtz is at 30 points on the game.
Yeah, they're just going to have to find, a little more balance, so they will as they go throughout the season. I said the coach looked for this young freshman to start the game, so maybe that will help as she gets a little bit better throughout the season.
Sevi Wirtz goes 2-for-2 at the free throw line. She's now at 31 total points. She leads tonight in scoring. She also gets a quick steal, goes down the court. She's now got 33 points. The Mustangs have a total of 11 turnovers, and we are going to see, it looks like, both teams transitioning. We're going to take a quick full-minute timeout. We're back in 60 on 2.1 KMZA. The Mustangs up 59-48.
What's the big deal? All nursing homes are the same. Nursing homes are not the same. There are levels of care, transportation, and amenities such as tissues, toiletries, and other items you pay extra for. At Life Care Center of Seneca, it's included in the room rate. This is Lisa Durier, Executive Director at Life Care Center of Seneca. In some locations, a private room means you still share certain parts of the room. At Life Care Center of Seneca, a private room means a private bathroom as well. Call today for a tour or more information. Life Care Center of Seneca, 785-336-3528.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Beer Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Sevi Wirtz has 33 points in this game, and she is not trying to let it go out of reach. Getting a near steal, but then a jump ball. Ball near side, and the ball's right back. Sevi Wirtz has it. A throw from the basket. She's fouled. It will go up and shoot two. And with these two free throw shots, she has a chance to draw it to a 9-point game with 51.9 seconds left to go. Keep in mind, these Eagles were down at one point 19 points in this quarter.
Well, Valley Heights, I mean, they pulled all their starters out here about a minute and a half, 2 minutes to go when it was an 18-point lead. Well, and the starters are coming back in.
Well, you kind of have to. You're only up by 10 now, and
well,
you want to keep that ball secured.
Yeah. That's finished out. Now, again, there's nothing wrong with this. I mean, I know Valley Heights pulled their kids out when they were up big, but it's like, teach your kids to keep fighting and clawing away, because you never want to give up. You just never know.
It's now a 9-point game, and now another near turnover. They almost get the steal. The Eagles with the Mustangs have the possession, and a foul down the far side of the court. The Eagles nearly almost stole it again and could have brought to a 7-point game, but Mustangs able to get down the court with it. Tessa Miller.
And that's one thing, as you look at it, as the game progressed on, Cliff Clyde didn't press at the beginning of the game. Then here in the second half, they started putting that press on at different points, and it did cause Valley Heights to turn the ball over and gave Cliff Clyde some more opportunities. But, yeah, this has been an interesting last minute and a half.
Tessa Miller on the free throw line goes 1 of 2. That makes it a 10-point game, 60-50. It will have to be quick scoring here for the Valley Heights Mustangs. Down the court, Steinbrock drives inside. Oh. They're not going to call any fouls. Oh. Mia Vermitten gets the rebound. And Mia Vermitten gets fouled. I think that was
she did what the coach wanted her to do, and that's trying to attack the basket. Valley Heights did a good job of him staying up straight. Really
60-50. 38.7 seconds left to go. Mia Vermitten with a chance to get this game put even farther the Mustang side. Mustangs on this game have taken 12
total free throw shots, and of the 12, they've sunk 9. And now they have sunk 10 of 13. It's now 61 to 50, 36 seconds left to go, and a foul off to your side.
Yeah, Smith's real quick, but she likes to put that hand out there to grab your arm. Yeah, that's a foul.
This is the first and only quarter of this game we've seen the double bonus for both sides. And usually that's the tendency of a fourth quarter. Debbie Wirtz up to the free throw line has been really incredible, actually. She has been on a streak right now. She has hit 4 of 5 in this quarter and now 6 of 7. Down the court now on a drive.
She got all these points, but it wasn't like she was playing a cupcake defense either. I mean, she scored all these points against some of the better defenders in the Class 2A. So, I mean, it just tells you what type of kid this is, this Wirtz kid is for Clifton Clyde.
Wirtz with over 35 points on this game. Josie Parker misses a free throw shot. It's still a 9-point game here for the Eagles. And you look at all those missed shots in this game and what could have been here in these last remaining seconds. But Parker manages to go 1 for 2 at the free throw line to keep this a 10-point game with now 27 seconds left to go. And Wirtz, they're just going to say it was on the ground foul, but she almost had the and one.
That's what I said. That's what I like about this kid. She's a very good ball handler, has a great spin move, has a good crossover. She can get to the basket. She's strong.
And now Wirtz goes right back up, and man, she has been incredible from the free throw line. She has hit 7 straight free throws.
That's the thing about, I mean, this kid's just a junior, too. That's what's exciting also for the future of Clifton Clyde. Not to say we're looking ahead, but.
And now she's made 6. 6 straight free throw shots, too.
Clifton Clyde's kind of picked up their energy. It's been interesting what would have happened if they'd have tried to do this pressing just a little bit earlier in the game and see if it had caused a little bit of issue for Valley Heights. You just don't give up. I mean, I don't have a problem with Clifton Clyde fighting even when Valley Heights put their JV in. That's what you do. That's what championship teams do. They fight until the buzzer's off, no matter what the score is.
With 39 points on the game is Sevi Wirtz. Sevi Wirtz with 39 total points.
I don't know what Clifton Clyde's school record is for points scored, but she's got to be up there close.
62-54. Mustangs still lead here by 8 with 25.4 seconds left to go, and it looks like there is a foul against the Eagles. And the interesting thing is that foul happened before the throw-in, so no time goes off the board.
Yeah, I mean, it gets, again, very smart kid is, all right, we're trying to deny, and she's going to help the kid. It's like, yeah, if we can't, if they're going to get the ball in, let's get him to the free throw line if we can't get a turnover.
And Lillian Steinbrock, who has 6 rebounds on this game, no points, fouls out, and will take the bench for the Eagles. And
they're a bit of, crack in the armor, Valley Heights. I don't know what their free throw percentage is, but they missed a lot of free throws in the second half.
Next shot up, and the next shot is good. So even though they've missed a lot, they've been going 1 for 2, so it's still a 9-point lead for them with 22 seconds left to go. Wirtz takes back the 3 and hits it! Incredible! She's got over 40 points on the game! It's strongly in a 6-point game with 13 seconds left to go!
Oh, God.
And the ball is taken away from the Eagles before it goes right back out of bounds!
Now, who would have thought, you know, here where it was a 21-point game, just seemed like 10 minutes ago, and all of a sudden it's a 5-point game, 6-point game.
With 9.7 seconds left to go, the ball does get thrown in. Turber holds the ball, loose on the ground with 6 seconds to go! Wirtz couldn't hold on to it! It's a jump ball, and it will stay with the Eagles. But this is really tough here. Only 4.4 seconds left to go, so you have to make a 3-point shot with at least a second remaining, and you're going to have to make a quick transitional steal. So the ball needs to get rolled on the court. Wirtz has to pick it up and shoot it as quick as possible here. She will look. She will drive inside. She has to throw it up. She will, and it will be missed as time expires. What an incredible, chaotic finish to a game that was a 19-point lead for the Mustangs that ends 63-57
And the Eagles, despite the loss, I think could hang their head high with this one. Down again, they lose 63-57. We're back in a couple minutes. 92.1 KMZA for our postgame show.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
Need mobile tire service in Northeast Kansas? Well, look no further than Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia. They've got you covered. Specializing in off-site tire repair and replacement for agricultural, over-the-road, and commercial vehicles. Whether you're in the field or on the road, our expert team at Becker Repair and Performance will get you back up and running fast. Contact Becker Repair and Performance today at 785-857-3215 or visit online at BeckerRepairAndPerformance.com for reliable, professional service. At Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, we're here to keep you moving.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's K-O-C-H-A-N-D-C-O.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
Wait! Santa is done, my friends! After Santa's hard work comes the new Wi-Fi hungry connected gadgets. Make sure your router is capable and ready. Let Blue Valley help you kick off the new year on the right foot by upgrading your Wi-Fi experience with Blue Valley Technologies worry-free Wi-Fi service.
To learn more, visit bluevalley.net.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Here we're back for our final time here on 92.1 KMZA for our Clifton Clyde Eagle Girls versus Valley Heights Mustang Girls matchup. Again, our postgame show brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in business. Recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate online at beoutdoors.com. This is all our Player of the Game segment brought to you by the Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit with Farmers. BigWithFarmers.com. And usually, for the player of the game, you usually pick one person. But I'm going to be honest. I got to pick the entire Mustangs team on this one, as they just played absolutely incredible. You had Smith with 9 points, Vermitt with 11, Turber 12, Miller with 6, Parker with 11, Paige Miller with 5, Lindsey Gray with 6. I mean, you got 7 players on your team who were able to get up on the board and score. The Eagles only had 6, and they only had 3 players score on the board in the second half. So kudos there, the Mustangs. A couple more stat lines on this game. The Mustangs finished with 7 threes. The Eagles finished with 6 threes. 11 free throws were made by the Mustangs. Nine were made by the Eagles. 29 rebounds for Mustangs, 26 for the Eagles. 20 total turnovers for Clifton Clyde. And for Valley Heights, only 12. Stevie Wirtz finished with the leading score of the Eagles with 42 total points on the game with five made 3-point shots.
Yeah, you're giving player of the game to Valley High. Of course, they won the game, and they pretty much dominated for the most part throughout the whole game. They just kind of lost their edge when they subbed a little bit. But yeah, kudos to the Wirtz kid. I mean, that was a phenomenal scoring job against, again, not just cupcake defense. It was against a very high quality defensive team. So, I mean, kudos to her. We've seen two very good teams. I expect both these teams, if they stay healthy, I expect one of them to be in Manhattan here in March, and I expect the other to be in Dodge City. I think that's where the Division I is, because they're that high of a level of teams. We've seen a great first game.
Valley Heights will now move on and play at Thursday at 7:30 p.m. They will either play Hanover girls or they will play Blue Valley girls, as that game will be played later tonight. We will not have the coverage of that game, but we will keep you updated on the UNCSports.net app or website. Before we take this to break and we come back for our next game, Centralia Panthers Woods and Frankfort Wildcats, we give a quick thank you to our final sponsors here who help help sponsor this broadcast. Elmer's Repair in Centralia, remember their upcoming filters sale, January 26th to February 5th. First National Bank in Frankfort, providing complete banking services for over 104 years. SBS Insurance in Seneca, service beyond the sale. Bruna Implement, your local Chase IH dealer. And don't forget also, B&Z Buildings in Axtell. From concept to completion, we've got you covered. We've also got you covered here on 92.1 KMZA. As broadcasts continue here, so stay locked in. We got Boys Panthers against the Wildcats upcoming in just a couple of minutes. Crittin Prophet, Dan Shoup, and MJ back in studio. Stay with us as takeoff is going to commence in just a little bit.